The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to the Ewan Grant Podcast and welcome to everyone joining me on the Listener app. Ben Hood is looking for help to get 5,000 signatures for a petition to get the Head to Health Mental Health Support Program here in the Limestone Coast. Mount Gambier City Council Mayor Lynette Martin has launched the city's Christmas appeal, and Gillian McGinty, the Chief Executive Officer of Bowendick, will chat about Bowendick's Dementia Village and the decision to put the project on hold. Let's get things underway. Ben Hood is hoping to bring the Head to Health Mental Health Support Program here to the Limestone Coast, and he'd like to show the federal government that Limestone Coasters want the service in the region. It's time to find out all about it. Ben Hood, g'day.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Ben, you and a group of stakeholders were in the same room and you have all decided to try and bring some mental health services to the Limestone Coast. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, that's right, Ewan. With the stakeholder engagement that Tony Passon had organised, it was speaking, you know, about the need for more mental health services, especially in the region. Now, we've got some amazing mental health services already here in Mount Gambier. And what Tony is talking about from a federal perspective is part of the federal government's reform is to create this national network of mental health treatment centres for adults and youth. We've got Headspace, obviously, but one for adults is the Head to Health mental health centres. Now, there are currently 8 trial Head to Health centres around Australia, and the federal government are looking to set up an additional 24 satellite centres. Now, the money's already there. It's ready to go. So we think it is, really important that we put forward Mount Gambier as being one of those 24 satellite centres. Now, the Head to Health centres are designed to be a welcoming, low stigma, no wrong door entry point. And centres are intended to complement and not replace or duplicate the services that we already have provided in the community. As I said, we've got some amazing volunteers, some amazing people doing some amazing work in the mental health space, but Head to Health is there to complement that. And it'll be great to see Mount Gambier be one of those 24 satellite centres.
Wouldn't it? What? So how can people lend their support to bringing this service to the Limestone Coast, Ben?
Well, sign the petition is the big thing, really. We want to get as many signatures as we can so we can hand that over to Tony, and Tony can provide that to the Federal Minister for Health, Greg Hunt. As we all know, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, so we want to be as squeaky as possible in this. We want to ensure that we can get a whole heap of signatures and be able to present that to Tony. So the petition is currently up on change.org. So people can go to change.org and just type in to the search field Head to Health Mount Gambier. They'll find the petition there really easily. Or if they walk around town in the CBD, they'll see these pink posters up with a QR code that they can scan. So they're in shop front windows, they're at Confessions, Metro, Presto, they're at Chapman's News Agency, Red Gum Country, pretty much a lot of business all down the main street in Mount Gambier. People can find those posters, scan that QR code, jump straight onto the change.org petition and sign it. We've also got some hard copy petitions in a few of the stores as well, like County Grey and Jen's Hotel and other businesses that people can sign the hard copy. So, look, we're hoping to get, I like to set a really big number and then just try and get as close as possible, but I've set in my mind a 5,000 signatures. And look, if we can even get half that, that would be an absolute huge thing that we could present there to the Federal Health Minister and ensure that, you know, Mount Gambier is the second biggest city in South Australia will be chosen to have one of these satellite centres. And as I said, the money's already there. It's already been committed by the federal government. If it's not Mount Gambier, it'll be somewhere else. So let's make sure Mount Gambier get this centre.
It's all about being the loudest voice. Head to Health. You can find out about it at change.org. Ben, thanks for joining us, mate.
Thank you, and cheers, mate.
Limestone Coasters, I have got Gillian McGinty on the line. She's the Chief Executive Officer of Bowendick. Gillian, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Gillian, we get to talk about the Dementia Village in the Limestone Coast. It's a project that you guys have been talking about for a long time, but unfortunately today you've put it on the back burner. What's going on?
It's just the environment that we're operating in at the moment, with COVID, with the Royal Commission into aged care and a lot of changes happening, you know, with financial impacts that have occurred, and with the rising costs for materials and labour that's attached to this project.
Gillian, you bring up an interesting point. Obviously, in the space of aged care, things would have changed dramatically in the last 2 years because of COVID.
Certainly have. You know, there's been a lot of operational pressures and keeping up with everything to make sure our residents and clients are safe. You know, there's been a lot of additional costs associated with it, which, you know, hasn't been incorporated into our funding system. And, you know, there's been a lot of pressure on staff. We've lost staff and we seem to be continually recruiting staff, and there's such a shortage of staff around the nation and around the world for healthcare, which is having a significant impact as well. You know, we're not having skilled staff coming in from overseas like we used to. And it's just really difficult environment to be working in at the moment.
And Gillian, given that you guys are a not-for-profit here in the Limestone Coast, I mean, how many people do you take care of or look after in the Limestone Coast?
We have over 1,000 clients throughout the Limestone Coast. So we have our residential clients in Mount Gambier, our independent living unit people in Mount Gambier and Port Macdonald, and then the people that we support in the community right throughout the Limestone Coast region. Mm. So all up over 1,000 people.
Incredible. Gillian, obviously the Dementia Village is only on the back burner. We're going to see the Dementia Village come to fruition at some stage, hopefully, yes?
Yes, that's what the board have committed to, is, you know, it's deferred, it's not abandoned in any way. We just need to be able to access some grant funding to assist with costs. You know, the costs are millions of dollars above what we had budgeted for. And it's just, you know, the sustainability of the organisation. We have to be prudent in everything that we do and make sure that we're looking after our 1,000 existing clients and access some additional funding through grants, and we'll continue our fundraising over the next couple of years to make sure that we can deliver the project in the future.
And Gillian, because it's such an awesome project, I mean, I've been a fan since I first learnt about it, can people still fundraise for the Dementia Village and help you guys get over the line when it eventually comes to fruition?
Yes, definitely. So all the money that we are fundraising for as a board will go towards the Dementia Village, and, you know, we would love the community support to support us through fundraising activities, both, you know, things that they might organise or being involved in the things that we have going as well.
Mm. Gillian, great to talk to you this morning. As you say, the pressures of COVID on your organisation must be massive. Hopefully we get the chance to talk a little bit more about what's going on at Bowendick over the next couple of months. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, thanks, Ewan.
Limestone Coasters, the Mayor's Christmas Appeal is back, and that means I've got the Mayor on the line. Lynette Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan.
Hey, Lynette, Mayor's Christmas Appeal back up and running for 2021. Unfortunately, this year, more than a lot of others in recent memory, people are doing it tough.
They certainly are, Ewan, and yes, it's difficult to believe that it's that time of the year again. And, you know, as the festive season approaches, you know, I reflect that Christmas is not always a happy time for everyone in our community for many and varied reasons. And I really would like to work towards ensuring that we enable as many as possible to experience the joy of Christmas.
Lynette, for people who help out the Mayor's Christmas Appeal, where does the money go to?
It goes to some of the local agencies, being Uniting Care, AC Care, Lifeline Southeast, St Vincent de Paul and the Salvation Army. So the money that's raised through the appeal gets distributed to these agencies, and in turn they provide hampers and gifts for families who register for assistance at this time.
And Lynette, given that we are living through COVID, there are people within our community that will have lost jobs. It's going to be a harder Christmas than most possibly have been. It's a perfect opportunity for those who are looking forward to a happy Christmas with family and friends to maybe make it a bit brighter for those who are struggling.
Oh, absolutely, Ewan. And I'm really conscious that the ongoing pandemic, you know, really has affected everybody in our community in some way, and businesses. And then, as you say, you know, some people who, you know, Christmas really will be quite different for them because of this. And so as little as $50 can assist. It can provide a Christmas hamper for an entire family and make a big difference on Christmas Day. So, you know, it doesn't have to be hundreds or thousands of dollars that get donated, but $50 will assist. And I think it's really important that, you know, if families who are in a better position can give that $50 donation to make a difference to a needy family, I really ask them to consider if they can. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some wonderful donors who donate year in, year out, which is fabulous of them. And but, you know, we're always looking for more. And as you suggest, this year, the need could be much more because of the ongoing pandemic.
Lynette, how can people donate?
Well, they can call council with their credit card details on hand or in person, visit the customer service in Watson Terrace. Look, even a cheque. If people are still writing cheques, they can mail that to council. And there'll be tins and a tap-and-go FPOS system that will move around the city also in local businesses. So people may find those popping up in businesses, and they can just tap it and give a donation of their choice. And also Mount Gambier Central, they've confirmed their support again this year, and they donate the refunds that they receive from bottles and cans, and also a donation out of every photo with Santa comes my way. So that's really fabulous of Mount Gambier Central. And I must acknowledge the men's sheds. Once again, they've been producing toys to distribute, which is fabulous.
Lynette, we'll catch up during the course of the next couple of weeks. We'll talk more about the Mayor's Christmas Appeal. Good luck with the fundraising, though.
Thank you, Ewan, and thank you, everyone.
That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back Friday morning with everything Limestone Coast. Don't forget to catch up with everything happening across the Limestone Coast. Make sure you look out for the Mount Gambier Local Guide on Listener. You can catch up with me live on the radio, 6 a.m. weekday mornings on the Limestone Coast, 963 Triple M.